Luke chapter 15 verses 11 to 32 from the New Living Translation. Parable of the Lost Son. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him. But no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have enough food to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard the music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and now has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found."
Today's passage so clearly reveals our Heavenly Father's heart for his sons and daughters who have lost their way and have been lured away from home by all manner of pleasures and riches that the world offers. Our Father is waiting for them at home, and he sees their attempts to return to him a long way off. He celebrates their return with feasting and restores their full identity. Our Father cares equally for those who faithfully serve in his house and for those who have gone astray. Lord, please plant in us your longing for the return of your sons and daughters, and bring them back into your fold. Show us how to celebrate their return like you would. And Father, please soften our hearts to the poor. Help us to partner with you to be generous towards them. Help us not to get weary of those who frequently need help, and help us not to withhold ourselves from their needs. Give us your wisdom and your love for the poor. Let's take time today to talk to Jesus about the poor in our world and ask him how we can help to bring back his lost sons and daughters and to help those in need.